2 days into the government shutdown and both Republicans and Democrats are showing no signs of backing down. So far, the stalemate, which began at midnight on Friday, has been limited, but as the working week begins, the effects will be more apparent. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers are being forced to stay at home without pay, and Americans are urging the government to resolve the crisis.
You should manage the budget a little better.
It's disappointing to me that our government can't that the two sides can't compromise enough to keep things going.
But with both parties hardening their position, there appears to be no resolution in sight. Democrats are demanding President Donald Trump negotiate on immigration issues, with Democratic Senate leader Chuck Schumer blaming him personally for the shutdown.
Americans know why the dysfunction is occurring. A dysfunctional president. Hence, we are in a Trump shutdown. And party leaders who won't act without him. It has created the chaos and the gridlock we find ourselves in today. It all really stems from the president, whose inability to clinch a deal has created the Trump shutdown.
The Democrats have been seeking a deal to protect so-called Dreamers, child immigrants brought illegally to the US. Last year, President Trump ended the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA, which protects them from deportation. He's given politicians until early March to pass legislation restoring the protections, but in return is demanding money for his proposed border wall with Mexico. Senator Schumer says the two parties came close to a deal several times, but the president backed out under pressure from anti-immigration conservatives. White House Legislative Director Mark Short has told the NBC there wasn't enough money being offered for the Mexico border wall during those negotiations.
There's a couple of things that need to be clarified on that, because sometimes what Democrats have done is say they'll authorize it without appropriating it, which is a game here. Democrats have voted before to authorize lots of money that never happens, so we need to clarify that.
Republicans are showing no signs of relenting. Speaking on a visit to Jordan, Vice President Mike Pence said the Trump administration would not reopen talks with Democrats until they ended the shutdown. In a tweet, President Trump has called for the Senate's Republican leaders to invoke a procedural manoeuvre known as the nuclear option. Republicans now control the chamber 51-49, but in Senate filibusters, 60 votes in the 100-member Senate are required to halt legislation. Mr. Trump wants to change the chamber's rules to allow a budget to pass by a simple majority of 51 votes. But even senior Republicans, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, are pushing back against that idea.
Now, we all know in the Senate, the minority has the power to filibuster. I support that right from an institutional point of view, but the question is, when do you use it? On Friday, the Democratic leader made the extraordinary and destructive choice to filibuster our bipartisan bill and guarantee the American people a shutdown of their federal government.
The shutdown is the first since a closure in October 2013 under Barack Obama's presidency that lasted 16 days.